Finally. Did you stop somewhere else before coming to the office? The nurse informed me immediately of what transpired. And I must say, I am very disappointed. Not only did you attempt to get out of your end-of-term presentation, but you actively attempted assault on our school nurse. I should inform the police, but fortunately for you, the nurse saw that I was fit to administer a proper punishment. Now sit. I said sit. Good. Now, please, enlighten me. How exactly does a young man come to believe that he can ask such abhorrent things from a member of my staff? A hand job? It's not only disappointing that you would ask in general, but so close to graduation as well. Did you even consider that your future education could be jeopardized by something other than your brain? It's almost as if boys like yourself believe they can actually successfully engage in a sexual relationship with anyone they want once they come of age, even their superiors or authorities. To think your wonderful mother would raise such a perverted boy. What did you think would happen? Your magical cock would get hard and suddenly charm our medical professional into taking care of it? I've never heard something more idiotic. Somebody licensed to save lives instead gets disrespected and assaulted by an ingrate like you. Now let me be clear. While this incident potentially may not impact your permanent record today, this will not happen again. Once you leave this room, this kind of offense will result in something far, far worse than just a slap on the wrist. It could even result in a visit to the penitentiary. Do you understand? Say it, young man. If you don't understand, I'm sure I could have your mother come in to help explain to you why this is such a serious offense. Even a child understands why what you've done is so inappropriate. And yet you still sit there absolutely dumbfounded by the idea that doing something you saw in some ridiculous video didn't work out the way you'd hoped. Did you actually believe that that content was plausible in reality? Now, young man, you are going to apologize. First to me, and then after, you'll apologize to our nurse down the hall. The school nurse has not gone through years of training and rigorous work to be disrespected and assaulted by little perverts like you. Not going to apologize? Well then, perhaps you need to be convinced. I have the perfect idea for your punishment then. Get up. Now. Come over here. Bend over onto the desk. Yes, I'm serious. Your mother spoke of your upbringing. And knowing what she didn't do tells me all I need to know about why you wish to gallivant about like a child. And if you wish to act like a child, then you will be treated like one. Now bend over the desk. I don't ask for anything twice. That's better. Now, isn't this a picture that a young man like you would fear? Bent over your principal's desk. Being spanked like the immature boy that you are. Too soft? Oh, I am far from finished with you. Oh, a yelp. You aren't laughing now, are you? Would you like your perverted little friends to know about this? That your principal showed you exactly what you are? A little perverted deviant. Oh, is that a tear that I see? Are you feeling more inclined to obey? Don't whimper. I'm not so terrible. I am, after all, alleviating the pressure of dealing with other authorities. Perhaps a touch of gratitude is in order instead. Now be a good boy and apologize for what you did. There we go. Much better. Come, stand up for me. I'm curious. In such pain and yet still hard, are you? I might think that you enjoyed it. Do your friends know about this?
Do they know that you like being treated like a dirty little pervert?
No, they don't. I didn't think so. Such is a life of toxic masculinity, young man. You shouldn't be so afraid. Perhaps you wish the nurse would have taught you a lesson themselves. But alas, the responsibility has fallen to me. Now, I could just send you out and just hope that you don't enact this sort of event ever again. And I could force you to parade down that hall with your cock practically bursting out of your pants. Or I could ensure that your secret is safe with me. Well, why don't you stop lying out of every orifice you possess and tell me what you really want? Did you really deny an apology because you simply wished to rebel?
Or did you hope that your punishment would grow more severe?
Look at you strain. The more force I give, the harder you get. Oh, I noticed. I was surprised at first. But one shouldn't be embarrassed about such things. However, such a little apology isn't enough for what you've done. Apologize for lying to my staff. Apologize for your abhorrent actions. And apologize to me for daring to defy even one of my requests.
And thank me for keeping your punishment in this school. And you'd better thank me for what I just did to you.
Good. Because if you want anything, you're going to have to ask nicely. And perhaps I will indulge you if you follow my every instruction. You're going to be good for me. And if you are, then perhaps I'll give you just what you hope for. Now, be a good boy and remove your pants. Go on, take them off. Just as I thought. With a cock this hard, you won't be getting rid of this anytime soon. And isn't your next class across the school grounds?
That would be quite a trek, displaying this thing to everyone. Your friends, your rivals, someone you have your eye on, perhaps.
I bet this is what you want. You hope they would just walk up and stroke. Oh, whimpering. Oh, that's what I like to hear. Go on, whimper for me. And beg me to continue. Tell me, young man, how long has it been? Oh my. That is quite a time for someone your age. The need for release must be so agonizing. Let's see here. Hush now. I'm just gently wrapping my hand around your balls. Just above, making them perfectly tight. Tugging just a little. Now, I want you to beg me to touch your cock. I said beg. Don't just ask. Beg. The longer you take, the more I squeeze. Tighter and tighter.
Unless you're enjoying me squeezing these balls tighter. Seems like you might like your balls being squeezed in my hand. Now beg for me to touch your cock. I want to hear you beg. Beg.
I do enjoy hearing a perverted young man like this. I'll let them go. Gently. The release feels good, doesn't it? If you want more, then ask. Nicely. Much better. I'll just squeeze them. And release. Squeeze them. And release. It feels nice knowing your balls are mine. Literally. Now tell me. Tell me they're mine. That's what I like to hear. Maybe you deserve a little release now that you're learning how beneficial raw obedience can be. Don't moan too loud now. There are people working just outside. So you better be quiet or else this ends. And, like I said, you will parade across the school grounds with a cock that's harder than you've ever known. Got it? That's right. I have no qualms with shoving you out the door like this. Now hush. Simply whisper. And beg me. With shy little whispers like a good boy should. Just like that. Stand perfectly still and look your principal in the eyes and know who owns you. I own you. I hold your cock, your balls, your reputation, and your future in my hands. But you like that, don't you? So tell me just how much you've wanted this. How when you faked sick earlier today, you hoped you'd get sent here. You hoped that I would punish you just like this. I do enjoy seeing a young man jump from the shock. Do you want another? Of course you do. Ask nicely. That's better. Don't worry, I won't stop stroking. The more you obey, the more I give. Now, since you're so willfully obedient, I think I'll give you just a little help. A principal must be prepared for all situations, young man. This is what you wanted, isn't it? I know you did. After a proper punishment, it's very important to show someone that they deserve something for their submission. And you're being very obedient. Your cock is throbbing quite a bit now. Are you getting close already? Good. The faster this is over with, the faster I can return to my work. You aren't the only student I must deal with today, you know. Though, your squirming and whimpering does grant you some leeway. But still, I need you to come. Once you do, you won't be bothering anyone else in our school. Because they won't measure up to this. They won't give you that punishment you hope for. They won't respect your needs like this, will they? No, they won't. And they certainly wouldn't respect your wishes to keep this private. Only I will. And I know what you need. You need to be treated like that little perverted delinquent you are. Shivering, are we? Good. That means you're close. You better let me know when you're about to come. I'll squeeze your balls just like this. To make sure that you hold on just long enough. No, I won't stroke faster. I need to make sure you only come when I deem it necessary. Stroke that cock slowly. Up and down. And I want to feel your body quiver with just how badly you want to finish. Now just get a bit closer. Closer to that edge for me. Closer to that cliff that I know you want to leap from. But don't you dare get too close. Just a bit longer. No, not yet. I want you to enjoy my hand slowly stroking your cock. Up and down. Up and down. Are you ready to come? Yes? Then beg. I want to hear you beg me more than you have ever begged before. I want to hear the desperation in your voice. And I want to hear the shudders in your breath. And I want to feel your skin crawl with that need for sweet, sweet, perfect release. Yeah? Is that what you'd like? Go on, keep going. How badly do you want to come? And what are you willing to do for me? Come on, tell me. Tell me you'd do anything for me. Good boy. All right, you know what's going to happen now? I'm going to count down from 5. And when I reach 1, I'm going to tell you to come. When I tell you to come, and only when I tell you to come, you can finally let everything out. Do you understand? Good. Now let's proceed. 5. That's it. Yeah, moan lightly for me. I want to feel your body beg for me. 4. Get ready now. I don't want to be kept waiting when it's time. Three. Beg for it. Come on. Let me hear you ask nicely. 4. Oh no! Am I counting the wrong way? Well, if you can't remember how to beg, then I guess I just can't remember how to count. And I know that you can beg better than that. So come on, let me hear it. 3. Good boy. Keep on begging. 2. Almost there. Are you ready? Come on, tell me how badly you want it. Oh, that's right. Know who owns you. I do. And 1. Stop. Don't you dare come. That's all you get. No, your obedience, while it has improved, still isn't quite enough to deserve a complete release. So instead, you are going to continue to be an obedient student and walk out this door. You will walk directly to that nurse's office and you will apologize to her. And then you will return to your classroom and finish your presentation like a good boy. I don't care if your cock is impossibly hard, nor what the students will say. This is your own doing, and your perverted mind will be on display for the entire class, the way that you deserve. Bullying? Young man, as far as I can see, you are just getting what you deserve. Now pull up your pants and walk. You had best maintain a perfect attendance record until the final day. Then perhaps I will give you what you wish for. But until then, I better not see you sent to my office again. Do you understand me?
Good.
Now stop being such a pervert at school and get out of my office.